We're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples here, chatting with Doug Watson from the Kansas Department of Health and Environment. He's a meteorologist, section chief for Monitoring and Planning Unit for the Bureau of Air. We've also got Dr. Carol Baldwin from Kansas State University joining us here in the Agriculture, Natural Resources, and Community Vitality Office. And we continue our talk here, and we were talking during the break about there's the website ksfire.org has a tool that really can help farmers and ranchers determine whether or not it's a good day to burn and whether maybe the weather is going to have an impact on that.
Right. As you know, part of the development of the smoke management plan, we had a lot of conversations with ranching community of, things that they wanted to see or tools that might help them make those decisions about whether they were going to have an impact on air quality. And so as part of that development of the plan, you mentioned the ksfire.org website. There is a modeling tool that we developed as part of the smoke management plan that the ranching community can go to on the day of their burn and see what we basically did. We did kind of a stoplight type map on there, whether, if it's a green county, it's yellow or it's red, determines whether you're going to have an impact on air quality. If you are in one of those counties that's red today, that means that if you go out and burn today, then you're going to have an impact downwind on an air quality monitor in a populated area. So we give them the day's forecast, and then we give them the next day's forecast. So it gives them a tool to see, well, if today the color in my county is red and tomorrow is green, can I hold off until the next day and then not have that air quality impact? So, there's a whole group of tools out there that the ranchers can use that we developed to try to help mitigate those impacts.
This is Carol, and if you use that tool, though, it's important to remember that that's just for smoke dispersion. So it does not, because a day is a good day for smoke dispersion, does not mean it's a good day for burning. Sometimes those work opposite each other, so it's just one more consideration.
Right. I mean, like you said, Carol, yes, it is for air quality. So you got to look at the safety side, too. So, dispersion of smoke is going to happen if it's a very windy day. But on the safety side, that may not be a good day for the rancher to burn. So there's different considerations that the ranching community has to look at before they do their burn.
I don't know who's the appropriate person to direct this question to here, but there's been talks about having the unmanned aircraft, the UAS equipment in place to aid with the plan. How does that benefit you guys in this plan?
So I guess I'll start with that. So the modeling tool that we use uses a generic GRASS. That's inputted in the model of, if this grass is burned, here are the things that come off this grass. So that grass was the only one that we could use in the model. It's not specific to the Flint Hills. So one of the things that KDHE has been trying to get accomplished is research on what are the emissions actually coming off the grass that's burned in the Flint Hills in order to put that information into the model tool that we provide to the ranching community. Over the years we've got some sporadic attempts to get that information from K-State and others, but we really haven't got to that point. So now one of the things that has come up is that the size of air quality monitors have gotten smaller, and the capabilities of the drones or the UAS systems have gotten better and able to carry more weight. And so those two things have kind of come together now, where we now have the ability to mount small air quality monitoring equipment on a drone and do a project now where we can go out and fly in the smoke and try to get at that information about what is actually coming off those fires.
All right. I don't know if you had anything to add to that, Carol. If not,
A second consideration is that there's two SUAS flying at the same time, and one is carrying these miniaturized sensors that are streaming a continuous set of data down to the computers on the ground, and the other one is carrying a sampling mechanism that's collecting actual physical air samples. It's got a tiny pump on it, bags, and those are being sent to the lab. So one of the things that's being looked at in this experiment is what is the difference between lab samples, which are kind of the current standard, and what these smaller sensors can do instantaneously? So it has implications for the cost of collecting the data and how soon you have the data to work with.
So do you believe that having this aid in the plan, this is going to help you in the future?
Well, I hope so. I mean, I think the goal of this is to collect the information and then and look at that information and analyze that data and see if we can extrapolate that data and input that into the model to get a better understanding of what is actually occurring when prairie is being burned in the Flint Hills. Is it a lot different than what we were using before? And you know, the goal of that is, you know, better information in the model will get better data out and, you know, help the rancher make those determinations of when it's a good day and when it's not a good day on the air quality side to burn that we produce with the model.
All right. And you know, I guess what does it show you that you can't see from the ground level here? Obviously, you can get up in places you can't.
But. Well, I mean, one of the things that the drone allows us to do is take measurements at different locations downwind from the fire and the smoke plume. As you go downwind, do those chemical reactions occur to give you different constituents in the smoke from fire downwind, you know, several hundred yards or farther, half a mile? You know, what are those changes that occur? And that's kind of information that we need to know as we try to determine, you know, what's in that smoke and how we can apply that to the modeling tool.
Okay. We're about out of time here. We're wrapping up soon here. What are some concerns you've heard from our neighbors, primarily to the north? I know a lot of the smoke blows into Nebraska here and those that are downwind.
Yeah, I think, you know, like I said before, you know, back in 2003 when we started looking at satellite analysis of the smoke, you know, and trying to see what impacts there are. There's a lot of, you know, a lot of that smoke goes a long ways, especially when we have, you know, several hundred fires going on at the same time in the Flint Hills. It produces a lot of smoke, and that's transported great distances. Yes, here in the last few years, we've had some impacts on the state of Nebraska, particularly on Lincoln and Omaha. And, you know, I think it's the same thing that we had to do when we had impacts in Kansas City and Wichita. There's a lot of outreach and education that we have been trying to do with the citizens of Nebraska about why the fires occur, the ecology that requires the fires in the Flint Hills. You know, the economic piece of that puzzle as well is important to the state of Kansas. And we've been working, you know, dramatically more, I guess, with the air quality agencies in those states, especially in Nebraska, to try to, you know, alert them when we think that there might be some impacts on those states. And then that allows them to get, you know, advisories out to their public if they could, you know, see a lot of smoke in those cities in Nebraska.
All right. Well, we're about out of time. We could go a lot longer, but we don't have time. We'll have to have you guys back on another time here on KMAN. Thank you so much. It's been kind of eye-opening.
You bet. Thanks.
Thank you so much.
All right. Dr. Baldwin and Doug Watson joining us here on In Focus, talking about the Flint Hills Smoke Management Plan. If you have any questions, ksfire.org has a lot of information out there for you as well. That'll do it.
Stay tuned. Blueville's Horticulture Hints coming up just after this CBS break.
Shop local. From flooring to inspiration to expert advice.